Pondicherry garbage. Well, as most people know, Pondicherry is about 8 kilometers away, and the city of Pondicherry produces an estimated 350 tons of waste or garbage,
daily.
Which is daily. I could look up the exact figure for you. I'll reconfirm that. And the trouble with the waste is that it's unsegregated, and it is just dumped at a landfill very close to Oroville, hardly 3 to 4 kilometers as the crow flies. I have to speak up a bit.
Yeah.
Somebody go get me a drink. This place is called Karvudi Kuppam. And Karvudi Kuppam as a landfill actually has existed since the early years of Oroville. And till about the 90s, it did not matter because most of the waste being produced in India was organic waste and it just decomposed, and also the population was low. Then steadily since mid-90s, what Orwellians have been observing is the stench from the waste and a growing problem of toxic fumes, of plastic burning. And since about, I think, 2005, and I could again confirm that, various Orwellians have been trying to work with these problems. What happens is when waste is unsegregated, the organic matters decompose. It produces methane, which is very easily combustible. So methane starts to burn, and it starts to burn the plastic in the waste. And most plastics are actually very toxic when burned. And which leads to... Carol has a whole lot of research on that, so I won't get into what are the sort of diseases you could have. But it's basically dioxins, one of the most deadliest chemicals known to humankind. Also, the problem is that the Pondicherry government or some of the authorities settled a group of people known as gypsies. I think the official name is Narikulam or something like that, right on the dump site. And these people are really super poor. I mean, yeah, it's amazing the conditions that they live in. And they work as rag pickers, taking out the bits of waste which can be used. And sometimes it's believed that they also set the dump on fire to extract the metal and so on. So whatever it be, in the summer months in April, when the wind blows, when the wind direction changes, and the wind blows towards the Orville side, from the waste to Orville side, Orwellians actually complain about being almost smothered with toxic fumes and not being able to sleep. So last year, this was a huge problem, and due to the complaints of the community, some of us decided to come together again and try to do something about the waste. And I decided to help out as a coordinator. Orville Today had done an issue on this, I think, in 2008. And what has happened since is, up to about 2008, 2009, again, I'll have to check the exact figures, the Pondicherry government used to take care of its waste. It used to be responsible for the collection and the dumping. Since 2008, it has leased that work to another private company, which is called the Pondicherry Municipal Services Private Limited. And this has compounded the problem more because the relationship between this organization, PMSPL, Pondicherry Municipal Services Private Limited, and Pondicherry government is not so great. And so now we're working suddenly with two parties. The other move that Pondicherry government initiated was actually to move that whole landfill to another site. Because the landfill is actually quite full now. There's not a whole lot of space. And it was supposed to be moved to a site called Kurumbapakkam, which is near the Usri Lake. But then what happened is, because of protests at the site where the landfill was supposed to be moved, and there's actually a court stay order, that landfill site cannot be used. So when Pondicherry PMSPL, this organization which is responsible for collecting the waste, was taking it up, they were supposed to take it to the Kurumba's pet site, sort it out. They would have facilities for sorting the waste and treated it properly, decompose the organic, keep the plastic separate. The problem is they can't go to the new site because of the protests and the court stay order. There is no place in the old landfill to do the sorting. So PMSPL is frustrated with Pondicherry government because Pondicherry government hasn't fulfilled its part of the contract to give them place to do the sorting and so on. And so what we did as part of our campaign was to try and educate Orwellians, Tamil workers working in Oroville, about the dangers of burning plastic, which is happening, about the production of it. So we had an audiovisual presentation, and we took it around to show it at various public places, especially targeting Tamil workers, the villages. And with amazing results, we collected over 3,000 signatures appealing to the governments to manage to do proper waste management. And we sent a copy of this 3,000 signatures to PMSPL. So as soon as we did that, they wanted to meet with us and collaborate with us. So we actually had a meeting with them in Oroville, and they claim that they really want to do proper segregation and waste management. And they actually worked with an Oroville unit, EcoPro, run by Rigo and Lucas, and bought some EM, this miraculous, you know about EM,
the effective the probiotic.
Cleaner. So they did that for one instance to try and spray that so that it helps the... And they also have been instrumental in trying to keep the flames down, and I'll talk to that a bit. But actually, and then the cyclone hit, and they said they haven't been able to do that part. And also one of the frustrations is that because they're not being paid by Pondicherry government to incur further expenses... So Lucas was frustrated. So he was like, yeah, he made those noises, but he just bought like, I don't know, 5 kilos of EM, which is nothing given the amount of garbage being. So we're trying to work on that link. I don't know what the hang-up is there. And then another thing that we did was we directly contacted the Pondicherry government and appealed to them for help. We said we understand that there are, I mean, different factors compounding the problem. You can't segregate, so the waste burns. And we said all that we want minimally is please stop the landfill from catching fire. And it has been proven that you can do that by just turning the waste on a regular basis, flattening it out. So actually, that has been amazing, the collaboration of the Pondicherry government, because sometimes it's not, but there is one, Ms. Satyavati and Mr. Meena, both of them are IS officers, and they promptly responded to a request. So they put one of those JCB excavators and a bulldozer to do that. My understanding was that Pondicherry government paid for it, but now I hear that PMSPL is doing that.
But that's still, we are talking about existing area.
Existing
and
area.
And the only thing the Pondicherry government did was to send to a JCB and the other machine there to turn around. That's about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the moment, Carol, there are no other solutions. Because there is no way...
Does that mean that Pondicherry does not have any other place to create a landfill? Everybody is stuck on the one place which is now being prohibited by court order?
I don't know. As you know, Pondicherry is like a super dense, its population density is pretty high.
No, but Pondicherry state is not pretty high. That's pretty big.
That we haven't explored. And of course, that's not for us. We don't have that much clout to the Pondicherry government to suggest other sites. And essentially, I would imagine that everywhere... people would protest about having a landfill next to the site.
understandable, they would protest, but that's a common problem everywhere, no?
Right.
And Pondicherry could even make an arrangement with the Tamil Nadu government, which I don't think has ever been contemplated.
Yeah, but this is all in the Pondicherry government field, and I don't know how welcome they'd be suggestions.
You never discussed this with them?
No, because Pondicherry government was always hoping that the court order would get resolved.
And but Pondicherry government knows that court orders in India could get blocked 10 years or more.
But yeah, as far as I know, none of us have ever asked that question. Mm. It's not that the court, and I don't know if that's the other thing which makes the water murkier is that the price of collecting and dumping waste has gone up very high. I forget, Ribu would have the figures from when it was being done by private collectors to when it's what MSPL is charging. So when Pondicherry government was floated a tender, like asking for private organizations to bid to see who would take up this work, another organization apparently lost the case to PMSPL. So PMSPL supposedly made a killing by taking care of the waste because there was money to be made and they were charging Pondicherry government. Mm-hmm. So the party which lost, which didn't get the contract from the Pondicherry government, apparently they are the ones who instigated the court order just out of sheer business rivalry. So it is a massive...
Well, money is to be made in composting. When we did the Trunkbar article and we looked at the Trunkbar waste management, we were actually pretty much impressed by how good and how well it was done. Now, of course, Trunkbar is not comparable to Pondicherry, being an extremely small city.
Yeah.
But you get the impression that much more could be done if they would follow anything like this. And waste is money. People know that when they're tractors. So what is PMSPL doing? Are they only... collecting and dumping, or are they segregating and taking the better pieces out for resale, or what?
They, at the moment, they can't segregate. There is no space to do that. And segregation apparently works best if it's segregated by the household. But it's a system which hasn't been set up. Like, you know, in the States, you have different cartons and the...
Yeah.
But you see, the problem with India is you've seen how narrow the streets are. It's already... So you can't put out bins for segregation. And then given the number of poor and homeless people, people would muck up those bins. I mean, so what PMSPL has got this huge grain trucks where mixed waste goes in. Because if it's out in the door, it just gets mixed up. We just don't have the space like in a Western country to have sidewalks. And relatively affluent population, so that nobody. I mean, I see homeless people rifling through that waste. Of course, that also happens in the West. I see dogs. So segregation of the household is not possible. It would be possible to collect all the mixed waste and then segregate it. But for that to deal with 350 tons of waste, you need a whole lot of space.
Yeah, it would offer a lot of employment, but I don't know if the proceeds would be such that they could justify the employment.
Right. Essentially, PMSPL is not even looking at getting rich from the waste. They are charging a hefty fee, and somebody must have a figure on that. They're charging a hefty fee to Pondicherry government. And apparently, Pondicherry government hasn't paid the dues, so it is.
And the other solutions, what you see in the West, like waste burning?
I am not too sure about those solutions. That actually is a more technical thing.
Martin Littlewood was working for a company which
burns waste at a very high...
professional.
Right. What I've heard around that, it's a pity Ribu is not with us, India may move to that sort of high technological input, like to make oil out of plastic or something like that. But what I've heard is it's actually... economically it's economically a higher investment.
Okay, but you let that paid by the people who supply the waste. That's how it works in the West.
The solutions Orville would advocate is segregation at the household and dealing
with... But you just said it doesn't work in Pondicherry.
It doesn't, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
what repo says is once you get into that high technological, it's also high technology, high energy, so it's not a very sustainable solution. And then what happens with the government
energy
is...
Energy is generated by it, not consumed.
I don't know, but you also... Yeah. No, but the setup to extract it. See, the thing is, you still have to... It's segregation, it's cleaning... And then you can make something.
When you talked to S. Oroville, to the Pondicherry people, were you essentially asking them to solve the problem of pollution, especially air pollution, or did you offer any technical help?
No. First of all, Oroville is not in a position to offer any technical help. We don't have that sort of technology available to us to manufacture. We are doing a lousy job with our waste, just as a side note. We can get to that. So, my mission in taking up this work was just to prevent the dump from burning. Yeah. And technical solutions, there's a whole lot of debate around what is best. But you see, what you do is you have to provide the effort and goes into cleaning waste.
It costs money to get a big installation like that.
Clean waste. So that is why Maripu and also the other group, Pondicherry, who have studied the problem more in depth, they said it works best if waste is collected at the where it's generated. Then you keep the streams, you keep it different streams, you keep it clean, and then you go. And then if you go through the whole process of, cleaning it up. Oh, there's one last thing, and which is what had happened in 2008 was that the Tamil Orvelian, he was a newcomer then, a villager from the Genchavli, he had collected 800 signatures from the villagers and basically filed a court case, which is called a public interest litigation, in the Chennai court. That case has also not been heard to satisfaction, resolved to satisfaction, so we decided to revive that. So what we did was...
Means it's still pending in court, or is it concluded?
I think it's still pending in court.
Right.
And then there was a judge's chain, and there were two hearings around that, and the judges were not favorable to the cause, the remedy cause. So we thought that we will revive the existing case, and that maybe it would attract more attention if Oroville was prominently featured, like this international town of Oroville suffers, and that would give. So we had collected 2,000 signatures in support of that. And we have a group of people from Oroville and Pondicherry who have signed what is called some sort of an affidavit.
So Oroville is in pleading, or is the group of individuals who are in pleading?
It is a group of individuals who are impleading.
Okay.
And essentially, Westerners can't implead again, so it has to be Indian Orvelians. But we are also, there are people from Pondicherry and people from the neighboring villages, so it's a joint bioregional impleading.
Okay.
However, when we tried to take this process through, then we learned that environmental laws had changed again, and most environmental cases are no longer decided at the court because there's such a pileup of cases. But the government has set up something called the National Green Tribunal. And so what that means is now we have to forget the old case and appeal to the National Green Tribunal, which is based in Delhi. They receive it and then they order Chennai to act.
The National Green Tribunal set up at central government? Overruling some state governments.
It is a new thing in Indian legislation. Yeah, just to deal with environmental cases.
Okay.
What I also learned through this work is that India actually has some great laws, especially in terms of the environment. I'm one of the first countries to have the environmental ministry, and there's some great laws around it. The problem with India is law enforcement.
Of course.
Very little is done at law.
Corruption, everything, yeah.
And so that puts the pressure on the public to tell the government to enforce the laws. So that's why it was called public interest litigation, that I, as on the behalf of the public, is putting this environmental
couple of questions. The idea of the pictures, let's put it like that, of particularly small kids rummaging in big heaps of reeking garbage elsewhere in India, Delhi, Mumbai, wherever, is so common that you as an Indian, are you aware of any change in the mindset of Indians that India has to do something about its garbage? Because it seems to be we are not interested in the topic in the first place.
No, and I think that goes back to our mindset around the caste system, where we justify that the untouchables remove the waste and deal with the waste, and we don't want to.
Yeah. But is there a change in that mindset, you think?
Not, I wouldn't think so.
Not much,
yeah?
Okay, because that's actually the basics, I think, of the whole problem.
Actually, interestingly, the rat pickers, to the best of my knowledge, do a great job in segregating waste.
Yeah, okay, but at their health, you know, the health hazards of the rat pickers are tremendous.
There is, if there is biomedical waste or so on. Oh, another interesting piece of information was... the Central Audit General, I don't know why people auditing, maybe they were auditing the hospital or something, they found that the way Pondicherry medical establishments are dealing with the biomedical waste is really leaves much to be desired. That is also being mixed into the waste which is going into this biomedical landfill.
This is one of those remarkable things because most hospitals should have their own incinerators, no?
They should have their incinerators. Yeah. I do have the reports on that. I could give you about what percentage. They haven't filled them. They found basically they aren't fulfilling the requirements of the law.
And there's an explosion of hospitals or at least medical institutions in Pondicherry. Yeah. So you can imagine how much medical waste, like syringes and that kind of stuff.
So, so that adds to strengthening our case. Yeah. And now, it's also. See, my goal was just to stop the waste. So I was running to the Pondicherry government officials and saying, look, can you do anything? Or you promised the JCBs. But you know, it's also typical of India that you send out these excavators and bulldozers to dampen the flames. Then 1 week later, nobody works until you monitor them and supervise them. So that's something also Orville has been doing periodically. Rico goes out and checks if they're working. So on the one hand, we want to maintain good relations with the Pondicherry government, asking them for the basic, what you call, remediation problem, remediation. And on the other hand, we are actually fighting Pondicherry government against the court.
Mm-hmm. Does the Pondicherry government have at all any budget for dealing with waste?
Sure, it must have.
It must probably be ranked very low in their list of priorities.
I don't know about that. No? I've heard that there's probably figures around that, but the amount that they're paying PMSPL is supposedly high. I don't know why the payments haven't been made. And budgets in India have gone up all drastically.
Yeah. Good. What is PUDA?
PUDA is...
Pondicherry and...
It's a government agency. I could give that to you. Pondicherry Urban Development Agency or something like that?
Okay, Pondicherry Urban Development Authority.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then we know what we talk about. And that's an RTI, that Right to Information, still has also not been working out?
Yeah. So another thing which the government has done recently, in recent years, the trouble of working in India is there's a lot of corruption. So, back, just to give an example, which India is trying to implement more and more, like have heavy technological input machinery to deal with the waste. But that, to get that contract, it's so many millions of rupees that people bribe each other and so on and so forth. In order to enforce the law and prevent corruption, the government now requires every government agency to have a place for the Right to Information. Like the public can always question a government on anything. And so we filed what is called an RTI, right to information, like asking to see what exactly was the contract drawn between PMSPL and Pondicherry government. This would be hidden knowledge. What was the work order? What was actually done? And we have a list of questions. I could give you a copy of the RTI.
That would be nice.
Yeah, but that also nobody has followed up. I think it would strengthen the case in the court, but yeah.
Yeah, but the RTI has to be replied to within a certain period of time.
It is
lacking which the RTI officer himself is responsible for.
It then goes, you appeal to the next authority, so it again goes into a endless loop. And Ralph was supposed to follow it up for us.
There was another thing which you, a lot of abbreviations, LAD.
Local area local administration department.
Local administration.
Yeah.
Good. So the views for the future. You write here, Rebo thinks nothing's gonna happen before the middle of 2030. So we are going to face another summer of stink.
Yeah.
No. My title.
Summer of stink summer. Carol, I don't think that the Pondicherry government is looking for another landfill site. Mm. I mean, you have to understand the magnitude of the problem. 350 tons of waste, and also, I'm not sure how accurate that figure is, but we're at least talking of minimum 200. It's like trying to deal with 200 elephants per day. Where do you park 200 elephants? An elephant weighs a ton, so that gives you a clear picture.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But
any government in the world confronted with this issue, the first thing you do if you don't know anything is to hire an expert and say, what's our problem, how can we solve it? And you get various options, which might range from burning
the whole thing. We're talking about Indian government, you've been long enough.
I know this Indian government, but that's why I was asking you, isn't it high time that the Indian government wakes up to the dirt?
No, the Pondicherry government is, I mean, must have taken so long for them to identify another landfill site. Just to give an example, we're a city of 2,000 people. We closed Oranam, I think, the landfill site about 2 years ago. We don't have a landfill site. We, as a group of a bit more enlightened, aware citizens, can't find solutions for a population of 2,000 or 3,000, including visitors. Imagine the problems of Pondicherry. So they are, I have never asked them the question, is another landfill site, but they were hoping, and also you know that the court promises this, or PMSPL tried to do a public hearing about Kurmapet, but they were so jeered and attacked by the mob there that they couldn't even do it. So we're not sure, maybe after trying for a bit longer, at some point down in this year, Pondicherry government will say, okay, we can't do this.
Is there, from the Pondicherry, Pondicherry is a kind of public action authority which works, no?
What do you mean?
You already mentioned these guys who are representing the public of Pondicherry take action against the groins and so on.
Pondicherry's
position in this is what?
Pondicherry actually had this. Sudham now works for. Sudham was their waste management unit of this guy. It now works for PMSPL. It's been subcontracted to PMSPL. There is. I mean, we do try to collaborate with the bioregional partners like Pondicherry, but they are not directly affected by the problem the way we are. And they have their own eggs to fry with the Pondi government, so we have not included them.
Really
We decided to basically.
That's enough.
I think that's about. No, it's a nice 300 page. What you can do, Carol, is if you send it to me, I will send it to my all the people who are missing from the interview, like Ribu and so on.
The article said, the last article that was published on this issue said that the people who were taking the waste were, if the landfill was closed, they were still just sort of dumping the waste outside of the landfill, so it was sort of spreading more than it needed to, because every time they dump a truckload, they get money for it. So is that still happening?
No, that's a great question. That was happening. That was one of the complaints to Pondicherry government, which was then subsequently passed on to PMSPL. The point. And since when was it, in November, they have actually cleared that, and they're preventing that from the landfill from spreading.
That's good.
Yeah, and the access to the landfill was supposedly bad. It's very bumpy, it's pretty bad. So, but they're working on it. So what we have achieved in this 1 year that we took it up more actively was much better collaboration with Pondicherry government, where they actually were very good in responding to our requests and also passing them on to PMSPL, and a readiness from PMSPL, at least on by words, to work with us. So when I last went, you know, it was actually on the day, the first time when you were here and you had to go to the RTO to register, I actually dragged Ingmarie and Ethan. I said, hey, I just need to do this. And I went straight up and saw this guy. He told me, Mr. Mina just told me, oh, submit me something in writing. And he gave me a piece of paper. I just wrote a handwritten complaint. Then in 2 days later, one of the executive officer of PMSPL is calling me, asking me what were my complaints, because the Pondicherry government passed on. So I feel some sense of satisfaction that our complaints are being listened to and that there is a willingness to work together. I think it's very sad that the relationship between PMSPL and the Pondicherry government is not working out. The allegations that they've not been paid, so the Pondicherry government hasn't fulfilled their contracts. So I think that's where the problem lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which they could pretty easily solve by simply refusing to take out the garbage, and then the Pondicherry government would very quickly be forced to take it out.
That was the Athens solution. The Athens was stinking for a whole week.
That has also been happened in Napoli and Italy. No?
Yes. And as a follow-up, I have suggested maybe we try to bring Oroville, PMSPL, and Pondicherry government sit together and to work out in a long term. But what we're realistically looking at is that at least for, as Ribu says, for the next 1 to 2 years, we will continue to have waste being dumped there. We have two problems. The major problem to me is the health hazards from plastic burnings and the leachates the production of dioxins, which can be remedied with a simple solution of daily turning over of the waste.
Which environmental hazards is it that becomes an environmental concern?
The
plastic toxins going into the air.
It going into the air. So if we can, if PMSPL and Pondicherry government just do that for us, we'd be happy. Prevent the burning, then we don't smell the burning in the summer. I'm fairly confident that we can get them to do that. So what would happen is in April, in summer, when the wind starts to blow, we would like to monitor the site most closely. The second thing which we face is just the stink of tons of organic compost. Carl Heinz was complaining, he can already smell it. We are very close to the dump, actually, at Forkamas. And we're hoping again with some collaboration pressure with PMSPL, if we can sell them EM, that may work.
But so the smell is caused by methane, isn't it?
No, there are two smells. One is just organic compost decomposing, and it stinks. It's still a horrible stink. Nobody wants to live to sewage like the wastewater. But it's not such a health hazard. It's just horrible to smell. The health hazard is when the plastic starts to burn, and that is the methane autocombustion.
You also didn't speak too much about this yet, but the contamination of water as a result of the site.
Right, yeah. So That has been mentioned as an environmental and health hazard in our write-up to the court. Because ideally you would have the landfill lined or something, which hasn't happened because the landfill is so old. So all of these proper procedures were supposed to happen in the new site, but we can't go to the new site. So yes, we are looking at contamination of water.
Do we have any idea where the water goes to?
Well, yeah, that's a great question, and I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank. I'll have to relook. Apparently, the water doesn't flow on to the Orgel side. Yeah, we're at the high point and low point. Yeah, so there is not. I checked on that. We asked about trying to get to, like, get the water tested and so on. But
I remember we had a water seminar, I think in the end of 80s and 90s, or forgotten when exactly. And there was some guy from the Pondicherry government who was complaining about industrial pollution outside of that area. Well, a lot of dirt goes into the groundwater, and they could notice, because they had made test pumps, that polluted water was flowing into Pondicherry. That was at that time.
Yeah.
And you have never heard anything about that?
No, I had asked specifically about the Karvarikuppam landfill, and also there is a sewage water treatment there. I really don't have the exact facts, but I still that there is no danger of contamination of, let's say, the Fokum as well or something like that. Yeah, because it goes to the other side. There is one last thing I would like to mention, which is the amazing response we have had from the Orgel community in support and supporting our initiative here. Also in terms of financial donations, several Orgelians have been very, very generous. Because as you know, this litigation costs money, and we have done it just as a independent volunteer group. It's not the working committee or any official body doing this initiative, but just through independent volunteers we managed to do that. So I really would like to thank our donors and all our supporters and well wishers.
You have Mohammed from Madras.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, thank you for your time, and hopefully things start moving.